Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, refreshing outdated bathrooms into modern indoor retreats. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Thanks to social media, art and entertainment from all corners of the world can end up in the literal palm of your hand. One of the earliest examples is manga and anime, Japanese comic books and cartoons that really started hitting mainstream American bookshelves and screens starting in the 1990s. That cross-cultural exchange has resulted in the development of distinct subcultures. In Japanese, the word otaku describes people who are obsessed with anime and manga. And within the Western sphere of otakus, another subculture that is becoming more mainstream is the blurreds, which is an amalgamation of black and nerd. Houston, Texas-born rapper Megan Thee Stallion, Hollywood actor Michael B. Jordan, and Grammy Award-winning guitarist Thundercat are just a few celebrity blurreds who are making it cool to be black and nerdy. Last year, I had the opportunity to speak with a St. Louis-born and raised content creator that's a part of the popularization of blurred culture. Sean Rab Fentress has accumulated hundreds of thousands of followers online for his distinct voiceovers of anime shows, which he calls hood dubs. Today, we'd like to bring you an encore presentation of that conversation. So, for the less nerdy listeners, let's lay a little bit of groundwork here. So anime is a Japanese medium that is voiced over originally in Japanese.
Yes.
And then has subtitles in English and other languages for global audiences. So when it's aired or streamed in America, for example, you can often find the show dubbed in English. That means that there's an English voiceover on the show.
Yes,
now, Rab, you have built a following by taking it a step further, and you're using African American Vernacular English, or AAVE for short,
yes,
to the anime. What was it that possessed you to do this own your own thing with these dubs of anime?
So for me, I think I took a lot of inspiration from other people who do like voiceovers. You've got your Ace Vane, who is a huge inspiration of mine and one of my mentors, who's done different dubs of like cartoons, like your old school Justice League cartoons. He does Scooby-Doo, all types of things, as well as people like Tony Baker, who voiceover little like funny videos that you would usually catch on like America's Funniest Home Videos and stuff like that. He does dubs over those type of things, as well as just having always wanted to be in some type of voice acting, kind of really just inspired me to start my own. Now, what specifically got me into the dubs that I am doing were two specific things. The first one was I saw a I think I was on Instagram Reels or something, and I saw a dub. It's by a black creator named SSJ9K. He does mainly Dragon Ball Z content. And he has a dub that's been used as a viral sound for a few years now. I then saw a meme using the first scene that I ever dubbed, which was Gojo and Jujutsu Kaisen, Gojo versus Hanami and Jogo, who they were in a subway and they were fighting. And the meme said, me walking up to a homeless man wearing an entire bottle of Dior Sauvage, ruining his nostrils or something like that. And I said, man, I really want to just dub something like that, do a voiceover of something like that. And at that point, It was just doing it. I hit up one of my friends. I'm like, hey, I need you to say two or three things. I'll do the rest. And from there, I uploaded it, and it was history.
So before we proceed from that point, when you say that it was a meme, does that mean what you were seeing was an image with just text, and
yes,
then you wanted to make it a voice.
Exactly. I wanted to actually put that scene together and voice it because I was like, this meme's funny, but I feel like in action, it'll translate even better.
Mm-hmm. And where was it that you first uploaded that?
The first place I uploaded it was Instagram, I believe.
Okay.
I have had a TikTok following for a while, but I was kind of hitting my peak on stuff with TikTok. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to drop this reel and just see what it does. And it blew my mind, the numbers it did.
Yeah. I mean, what are we talking in terms of numbers? And what was the response that you got? Like, what were some of maybe the comments that people were leaving?
So originally, when I first dropped it, I looked up and it was the first time I had passed, I think, like 10,000 likes. So I was at like 100,000 views or something. But the comments were going crazy. And I decided that, hey, maybe people will like stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. When you started with that first hood dub, was that what it was called? Did you decide on that name afterward? And was it a surprise to see that kind of support from the get-go?
I will be 100% honest. I did not want to lean into calling it a hood dub at all. With the way I grew up, especially being born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, while I wasn't born specifically in the hood, I was raised in North County. Mm-hmm. I had to deal with a lot of things you would consider like just hood stuff, like people getting robbed in the street, stuff like that, seeing bodies, all that type of things. So when people would make jokes and then just because it's black put hood in front of it,
right,
it always used to bother me. Even with some of my favorite creators like RDC World, I'm trying to think who else, King Vader, when they would do that, it was kind of cringy to me because just because it's black, I don't think it has to equate to hood.
Mm-hmm.
So originally, I did not want to call it that. I think I even made a few lives talking about it. I'm like, I want to drop it. But the reason I'm going to drop it as Hood Jujutsu Kaisen is because it's going to get more clicks than just being Jujutsu Kaisen abridged, because there's already a Jujutsu Kaisen abridged. So I don't want people to confuse and mix up mine for someone else's.
So do you feel like in a way that you are reclaiming and sort of recreating what hood means?
I 100% think so. I think that because of the style that I go with and the stories that I tell, it's a lot different from it just being me using AAVE and then equating it to hood. I actually put like small things. I put,
For example,
perfect. My entire Hood Jujutsu Kaisen Shibuya arc is based off it's kind of based off the original anime in which during a Halloween party, all these things start to happen and villains and heroes are fighting or the general sense of that. I made it a function, which in AAV is literally just a party,
mm-hmm,
in which you see your opposition. And at that point, you guys get into it and ruin the entire party for everyone around you. These are things that I've seen in real life. I've had parties end with people fighting and or any other violence happening. Because that's really things that do happen in real life. If you go into the streets and you're just having a kickback, things can change and things can get ruined. So I definitely am taking it back and creating more actual like hood tales / just black stories in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely accredit myself for trying to take that in a different light.
In another way, yeah. Right. And just to clarify, ops... Is
opposition, yes.
Sure. So basically enemies.
Yes, okay. Enemies. Yes, ma'am.
So let's check out an example of your hood dubs. Here's a clip of your take on scenes from Jujutsu Kaisen. And in it, there's been a huge fight with demons and monsters. And afterward, students Yuji and Megumi, they debrief with their mentor, Gojo, about how they managed to win, which involves eating a demon's finger.
Yes, man.
Gojo, what the fuck you doing here?
What's happening? I was gonna go straight home from the mall, but I just knew you was getting your ass beaten. So smile for the gram. Say world star!
Bet you won't be mad when the hoes hit you like, I seen you on Gojo's story. Can I come take care of you, man?
Oh yeah, speaking of taking care of this, What happened with that whole cursed finger thing? You got
I
that?
I ain't gonna lie, gang. I had the super finger, and I ate that motherfucker, cuh.
Dead ass?
Yeah, cuh.
Now, I done seen some broke-ass shit in my day, but
Hey, you good, cuh?
Well, damn. I guess broken will eat anything in front of them, huh? Is your body feel okay, at least?
On the dead homies, I'm feeling better than ever, cuh.
Oh, you nasty.
So, what is it about this scene, Rob, that lends itself to the hood dub treatment?
The thing that really leaned into this specific thing getting the hood dub treatment, honestly, some of the comments that I get from like my supporters on like Instagram and stuff like that, this was about when I dropped the original Sukuna opening.
And Sukuna is?
And Sukuna is the cursed, is the king of curses. You have to have curse energy. Jujutsu Kaisen is a very convoluted anime that I try to simplify. Pretty much, Sukuna is the biggest bad guy in Jujutsu Kaisen who gets kind of trapped inside of Yuji, who is the main character's body. And he sometimes tries to come out and take over his body, especially in the first season. The whole gist of Sukuna is he's got four arms, so he's been sealed within, his power has been sealed within 20 of his fingers. Somebody said Sukuna needs all his fingers so he can throw up his set. A set being throwing up whatever gang he's in street terms. And I said, you know what? That is a great idea. So when Yuji inhales the first finger, I'm literally just going to have him say, because Yuji is a Crip in my universe, I said that he's going to throw up Crip. That one joke is a reason I will come up with one joke and make an entire scene literally around that
based
joke.
Based on that.
Yes.
And so speaking of, you said somebody said, and then it prompted an idea, and then people arguing, there is a whole community around hood dubs.
Yes.
And your Discord channel, and Discord's an online server or message board of sorts, is called Petty Realm.
Yes.
It has 2,000 members who are all there expressly to connect around your dubs and around anime.
Yes, ma'am.
So in addition to creating these hood dubs videos, what is it like to lead and moderate that online community of people from across the world?
I think one thing for me is I just want, in general, to create a community where blurs and just nerds alike can, like, live in their truth, because a lot of people didn't have that chance. So being able to, like, moderate an entire community of people who are, like-minded, even if we don't agree with every take for anime, I love the fact that we can all come to a community and feel accepted. One thing I really push in my community is acceptance of any lifestyle that's in there. We did some small events for Pride, as well as Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. So we did those because, again, I've got people from every different community in my Discord community. So I try to make sure everybody's accepted, everybody is showing love to each other, and we're one big family.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so many times, and you got to understand, my community is like, Discord is 15 and older. So, like, I've got people coming out of high school looking at me as a big brother and their favorite creator who are looking for guidance from me. So I'm like, hey, you guys have to be not only accepting about the people around you, but you got to understand that there are things that you can, there are mistakes that I've made that I don't want you guys to make. So I try to, like, be someone who can not only teach, but give you a place where you can chill.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do for my community how I would want to be treated, right, if that makes sense.
We're talking with Sean Rab Fentress, content creator, voiceover actor, and the creative power behind Rab So Petty on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Now, speaking of this community, they're also involved in how you make what you do. So how is it that you engage your online community, Rab, in your creation process?
So I really lean towards my community a lot because these are the people I'm doing this for. A few ways that I include my community is one, my general chat in my Discord is like a place where people give me a million ideas at all points in time. Like people will come in and say, hey, in season one, when this happens, bro, you should do this. And don't get me wrong, a lot of the times, these are some bad ideas, like, which is okay because in a sea of bad ideas, it's got to be one good one.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, I also have a role that's for voice actors, people that decide they want to be voice actors or like want to voice in my dubs and things. You can audition and everything. Like I put up roles to audition for. I might make up a script or have you come with your own script. And people, I've honestly used people I've never met in my life to voice characters in some dubs that, again, I wouldn't have been able to use had I not leaned to my community to, like, be a part of my videos.
Mm-hmm. Overall, as we're talking about this online community, and it is specific to anime and to hood dubs, but for blurred culture, what is it that people like, maybe like me or people who are listening today, what might they get wrong or not understand quite the way they should about Black folks and nerd culture?
So one thing I definitely think is for the longest, just being Black and enjoying nerd culture was like something that couldn't be synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was something that just didn't mix for most people. Even though a lot of like people that I know Black growing up were watching like Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm.
But only Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon were acceptable for like the general consensus of Black people were you can watch Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, maybe put some Yu-Gi-Oh in there. But if you go too far, Don't be sitting there like looking up stuff to watch. It just wasn't something that was accepted.
Why is that?
Honestly, nobody wanted to be a nerd. just being frank, like you got to think about like nerds in media. The first thing you really think of is like Steve Urkel, suspenders on, these big old glasses. No, like it just wasn't. Nerd was used in such a negative connotation that you did not want to be that. You wanted to be, I hate to say it this way, but it is like, it's what it was. Because even I did it. I think you had to put on this facade of being like this real heavy street guy or like just trying to be popular because that's like what you were trying to do when you were younger. So like you just couldn't just be a nerd in peace. Like I got bullied for anime for a while.
Mm.
But I just stopped caring after a while. Like,
yeah.
At some point, like I'm as nerd as they come. Like, I realized I grew up watching subbed Naruto, not like Toonami dub Naruto. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching subbed Naruto online, like searching for this for hours. I was in theater. I was in all these things that typically you don't want to be in because you'll be made fun of. I just at some point you just stop caring. But
yeah.
Nobody wanted to be labeled a nerd 10, 15 years ago. It looks bad.
Right, right. So do you think it is because of people like Megan Thee Stallion, Michael B. Jordan, sort of coming forth as blurreds or taking that title on that right now where we're sitting and we're talking about what you're doing, that this is no longer subculture to look down on?
So I think that like Michael B. Jordan, Megan Thee Stallion, and these like big celebrities showing off that they're blurreds was the nail in the coffin. But we had a long line of people that did stuff before that kind of really leaned into it.
Mm-hmm.
One group of people that I definitely will give honest props to that really were a trailblazer in the blur community is RDC World. They are a group of blurreds from Texas that put on literal blurred skits. They're known for stuff like if you know the phrase, you got caught in 4K, that's something that they came up with. Mm-hmm. So, like, these are guys who their first few videos that, like, went viral on YouTube were, like, they have a series called Anime House where they dress up as these anime characters and act like it's a reality TV show. Like, these are the guys that really, like, trailblazed nerdship being cool. Like, it's being okay that I watch Dragon Ball Z growing up. It's okay that I lean towards One Piece. I lean towards Naruto. Like, they made it cool because they, you could see them talk about it, and they're not in these big glasses and these suspenders or anything like that that we're told is a nerd.
Right.
They're literally just showing their love for the culture while also making it a Black thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're representing St. Louis and this part of the Midwest in a way that is special and important, you know, as someone who is a St. Louis native?
As a St. Louis native, it's hard, I'm not gonna lie. It's kind of a weird place, and I'll be completely honest, it's hard. I rep St. Louis, and I'll never take the cap off. Like, I keep, they make fun of me. Some of my, like, main, like, moderators in my Discord and stuff that I talk to regularly, they make fun of me because they say I keep wearing the same hat, which I have several of these red Cardinals hats at home. Like, I've got several different ones just because I do want to show that I'm from St. Louis. I want to rep my city as much as I can. It's hard, very hard to do because St. Louis really doesn't want you to shine until you've left and come back, in my opinion.
So how can St. Louis better support you?
Honestly, watch it. Like, I'm from here. Like, I've used our lingo in things. I got a St. Louis accent in everything I do. My S is slur every time I talk. Like, when I say her, I say her. Like, I'm from St. Louis full through and through. And, like, people can hear it once they realize I'm from St. Louis.
Mm.
But, like, I want the blurred community and just the nerd community in general, in St. Louis to just show support to it. Don't get me wrong. Like, people will run up to me while I'm out in, like, just the city and be like, bro, you rap? And that touches my heart. But, like, when I look and, like, I see St. Louis isn't watching, it's like, I'm glad I get to run into the few people that are watching. Mm-hmm. But I wish more people would watch, honestly. Yeah.
So, Rob, between your YouTube channel, your Instagram and TikTok accounts, you have over 650,000 followers. Mm. That does not include your Discord channel. So what's next for Hood Dubs, and what does success look like from this point?
Honestly, success for me, I want to open up being able to, one, make my own animation or own, like, series using an anime style. Another thing I'm doing is the meet and greet tour. I'm going to different cities that I know are in my top supporters, and honestly just going to meet people and starting, like, anime club nights that people can come out to, and we can just enjoy nightlife in our own way. You can hear your favorite anime intro in a hip-hop beat mixed in with Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us. Like, these are things that I wish I had growing up. And maybe a million subscribers on YouTube.
Okay.
That's cool also meal. Up there. I hope to get my, what is it, the gold?
It's a gold play button.
Gold play button. Right. There we go. If I can get my gold play button with a million subscribers in my first year of ever doing content, I'll be extremely happy. But mm-hmm. if I don't, I know I'll get close. We're trying,
right,
at least.
Right. Sean, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
I spoke with Sean Rab Fentress last July. Sean is a content creator, voiceover actor, and the creative power behind Rab So Petty on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.